With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the majority leader in the House says Vice President Kamala Harris and some media organizations are trying to rewrite history by denying her failures as the Biden administration's so-called border czar. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise says Harris can't escape her own record.
She ignored this problem. She is for open borders. She's been very vocal about wanting to legalize people who just roam into the country and giving them free stuff. And by the way, it's angering most people in America. And now that they realize, okay, she's the nominee for president and she's going to have to carry out what is the number one issue in America, they're going to try to change history. Sorry, they're not going to be able to get away with it.
The complete interview with House Majority Leader Steve Scalise will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. A bipartisan group of senators has introduced a bill to end the military draft. Bob Agnew reports.
Republicans Rand Paul and Cynthia Lummis joined Democrat Ron Wyden in presenting the bill, calling the draft an outdated government program that no longer serves a purpose. When the Military Selective Service Act was passed in 1917, it required all able-bodied men aged 18 to 45 to register. It hasn't actually been used since the Vietnam War, but Democrats have been aiming to expand the draft to include women. That's something that sparked a backlash from social conservatives and many Republicans. Bob Agnew reporting.
Firefighters battling California's largest wildfire of the year are preparing for treacherous conditions entering the weekend. The forecast calls for possible thunderstorms that may unleash fire-starting lightning and erratic winds that could erode progress made over the past week. There are some 6,400 firefighters battling the blaze started by arson. This is SRN News. The Salvation Army is fighting against modern slavery and human trafficking.
One of the Salvation Army's efforts is the Green Light Project in Greece. Volunteers are working in Athens' Red Light District to support women who are being sexually exploited and trafficked. The project team walks alongside survivors as they regain their physical and emotional health. The church-based ministry also is helping women gain the necessary legal documents to establish residency and find dignified employment. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A conservative group called Moms for Liberty has won a court victory over Title IX. The group, which advocates for parental rights, was fighting against the Biden administration's push to allow biological men into private women's spaces. A lawsuit against the Education Department resulted in a federal judge ordering Title IX rewrites would be blocked from any school with a Moms for Liberty parent. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks stumbled on worries the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to whip inflation. The S&P 500 fell 1.8%. The NASDAQ composite fell 2.4% and is now down 10% from its record set last month. The Dow lost 1.5%. A report showing hiring by U.S. employers slowed last month by much more than expected sent fear through the markets. Intel had its worst day in 50 years. The Dow was down 610 points to finish at 39,737. The NASDAQ lost 417 to 16,776. The S&P 500 dropped 100 to 5,346. New York oil fell $2.79 to $73.52 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.